listening to The Edward Fowler Show. Now, here's your host, Edward Fowler.
Welcome to another episode of my show. And of course, last night I had the pleasure of having a wonderful singer / songwriter from Europe, from Oslo in Norway, on the show. It was a wonderful conversation with Tora Dahr, fantastic artist out of Norway. As I mentioned a moment ago, we discussed many different topics from her latest single, Sugar, to her record label, which she created herself a few months ago, to a potential album release next year, and many other fantastic topics we covered on the show as well. So without further ado, let's get straight into the conversation with my guest, Tora Dahr. When I was given the opportunity to have this particular person on the show, I checked out their music and I love what I've heard. I thought, absolutely, why not have this wonderful person on the show? So please welcome to the show, for the first time ever, singer and songwriter, Tora Dahr. Welcome to the show. Apologies if I mispronounced your second name there. Let's talk about your new single, because it's great. It is, of course, if you've not listened to it, then you should do, because it's wonderful. It's gets you in the mood. It's called Sugar. I like the name of that song. Where did you come up with the lyrics for Sugar?
Oh wow! You know what? Writing a song is a weird process. I mean, so many different parts and ideas and feelings, and I play basically all the instruments myself as well. So I'm a part of the bigger process. Like, and the words usually they come really late in the process for me, especially when it's a song that's kind of easygoing, happy, sexy, funky vibe. The lyrics are definitely important, but it's not the first thing that I go to. But I knew that I wanted a chorus that would be easy to sing along to. And so I was just looking for words that would kind of feel good singing and that kind of rhymes. And I got inspiration from a song, the song like, sugar pie, honey bunch, you know that I love you. I love that song. So I stole the first line from that into my chorus. Totally different melody, but anyway. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted it to be a feel-good song that would give people some confidence. I was mainly focusing on the instruments and the production and the music around it. But basically.
No, I like that. Good story. And, you know, as you say, to motivate people, I think it's to give something for them to cheer about and put them in a good mood if they're feeling low or having a bad day or something. So you definitely hit the chord right there. What's been the feedback like from your audience so far? Are people, I'm hoping, enjoying it so far and giving you positive feedback, and hopefully looking forward to seeing you singing that in a possible near future tour as well?
Yeah, you know what? I have to be honest. I can't remember getting so much positive feedback on a single ever. And I have released a few singles. So, I mean, there's some negative kind of feedback, but this time it's been so positive, and I'm kind of blown away that nobody hates it. That's different for me. So I'm just so happy, and people like it and I love it. So I'm just, you know, I'm happy.
Good. Well, I'm glad you're not getting any bad publicity about it or any bad press. It's great to see, because, you know, I think, you know, not if someone doesn't like it, they don't need to give you any feedback on that. They can just choose something else. They don't have to make you feel bad. But, oh, this is rubbish, or, you know, or any of your records are rubbish type things. So it's good that you're not getting that on this particular track, and hopefully in all your future tracks as well. If people don't like it, just listen to something else. You don't need to give any feedback, because you can't please everybody, and I guess you can't be everybody's cup of tea either.
Right, exactly. That's the thing, right? So just do whatever you think is cool, and fingers crossed, right?
Exactly, because there's going to be other people in the world who are going to have the same taste of music as yourself, who are going to enjoy the music you put out, So that is the people you need to focus on and to attract through them, word of mouth, and of course through social media as well. I'm guessing you've been quite surprised about the, you know, statistics on like Spotify and all the other music streaming platforms you're able to post your music on in the past year, of how much it's risen as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I am not signed to any record label. I have my own record label. I mean, I feel like every listener and every stream that I have is people who actually want to listen to the song. So that means that all the streams that I've gotten is from people who actually likes the music. And so that's why I appreciate every single one who's in there listening to my music. So, because, you know, these days you can get on a Spotify list and people hear your song for 30 seconds and that counts as a stream and then they skip. But I do know that everybody who's on my Spotify are so-called fans or whatever. So I love all of them, and I'm watching like Spotify for Artists on the app every single day, and 18 people listening, 20 people listening. And it makes me smile. It makes me so happy. Like, who are these people? And even to this day, I've been releasing music for years, but even to this day, it blows my mind that somebody's actually listening. So yeah, it's awesome.
Good. Good to hear. And, you know, I hope it continues for years to come and keep breaking those records and keep gaining those listeners through Spotify and all the other platforms. We're going to be quite active as well on YouTube. And, you know, you there's a bit of a teaser. I'm hoping you allow me to give this, but I know you are teasing about maybe releasing a album next year.
Yes, I am. That's the plan. And I'm working my ass off trying to finish it. I still have some time left though, but yeah, the plan is a new album, the fall 2025. So yeah, I'm really excited. It's gonna be different. I do think maybe people are expecting, considering the fact that I now released Sugar, which is a pop song in many ways, I do think people will be surprised when the album comes out, because it's not just pop music. So I'm excited. I'm not going to say too much, but I'm really excited.
No, I think you've said enough. I think you said quite enough to get that tease away and to get people enticed in what it could be. But I like how you put that at the end, not just about pop music. So it's going to be interesting to see what the surprise will be in the album. I can't wait to like give that a listen. Now you got me enticed to know more. So we'll have to get you back on the show around your release album day, whenever that might be in the future, because I know at the moment it's being thrown around that it could be next year, for instance. So we'll have to see what happens there. But I mean, yeah. Is there a particular place you go in Oslo, or is there a particular room in your studio or your record label where you go and get all these ideas for different songs and different lyrics, or do you just come to wherever you are out and about in the world?
Wow, you know what? I would say like, I can get ideas for a song wherever I am, but these days I am basically living in my studio. It's just a room that I rent, and I have all my equipment and like a small home studio. And I'm there like every single day for way too many hours, writing and having fun playing guitar. So that's where I do the hard work. And I can be out and about and getting ideas and stuff, but the real work comes when I sit down on the Mac in Logic with all my instruments and actually putting these songs together. So I would say in my studio is where the shit happens.
I like that, but I mean, you should have stopped because you said in your studio, and then you said about renting it out. It's making less than what it was. You're enticing us into your studio there, but we had to just rent it out. So I mean, so have you got anything like I guess memorable hanging on your wall to give you that moment when you walk into your studio, like, wow, I remember doing that, or wow, I remember that when that happened?
Well, you know, I have nothing in my studio on the walls. It's like completely empty. I think I have this. I'm kind of weird. So my brain is I think I'm in my head. I'm working 24/7. So when I get in the studio, it's kind of like a relief to me to be able to be there and only focus on on the music, I feel present and happy and calm. And when I'm out in the real world, I can be uncomfortable and weird, as I said. So I just feel calm being there with my instruments and with my equipment. That's when I'm calm and I think my truest self. So that's all I really need.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree with you. But nobody is weird, because if we were all normal people, we would all be very boring, wouldn't we? So there is nothing weird. So believe me, that's your personality shining.
Thank you. That's
you're
true.
You're welcome. It is true. So is there anybody you would love to collaborate with in the future then?
Wow. Oh. That's many people.
Feel free. Wow. You can listen maybe as you like. You know, it's just interesting to see who you would love to collaborate and hopefully get to tick it off at some point in the future.
Right. Okay. So I'm just going to say this. It's not that I believe in manifesting, because I really don't do that. But let's say if I say this now on your show and then it happens, that would be a cool thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. For both of us.
Yeah, so I'm gonna say John Mayer first, because if I don't say John Mayer, people will be surprised. So I'm gonna say John Mayer. And I'm also gonna say I love Alan Stone. He's a singer, songwriter. Love him. I'm also gonna say Derek Trucks. And also a guitar player and a singer. I think she's from the UK. She's called Maya. I am so scared to pronounce her last name wrong, but I do think it's like Maya the something. She's a guitar player anyway. I love her. But I will ask her to do a song with me anyway. So fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. And I hope that she will say yes and make it happen. But we would love to see that happen, to increase your audience and vice versa, and I think it'd be great for everybody all around, and see what kind of music you both can create together. Two creative minds teaming up with be quite the melody, I think.
Yes, definitely.
So you mentioned about John Major in that, and you mentioned other great artists as well. Also do two fantastic artists as well. You mentioned as well. Hopefully you can work with them and create something beautiful down the road as well. But when you are out and on the road, going to different cities and different towns, I ask this question a lot, because I always like to hear what the person says, and sometimes there's different answers. So how do you keep your voice fresh for each night? Because sometimes you're doing back-to-back nights, sometimes you get the opportunity to be on the road one night, have 2 days off, vice versa. So how do you always keep your voice fresh and at its 100% every time you go out on that stage?
I've thought about that many times, actually, because I've never had any issues with my voice.
Good. And I hope that continues as well, by the way. I'm going to throw that out there.
I know. But to be honest with you, that's just pure luck, because I don't take care of my voice at all. I am not I have trouble sleeping. I've had since I was a child, so that's don't feel sorry for me. But so I don't get enough sleep, and I am terrible at eating enough food, like getting enough nutrition in my body. And I do love a great party, right? Especially when we're on tour with the band and everything. So the fact that my voice is there and that it sounds okay every night it's a surprise. I do not deserve that if you look at how I take care of my voice. But so I think I'm just really, really lucky, and I do not recommend that other singers, young singers, do it the way I do, because I'm just lucky. So I need to probably change that a little bit. But whatever, it's working. It's working. So it's fine.
It is fine. I'm quite surprised by that answer, by the way, that you don't do nothing to do anything about your vocal cords or anything like that. It's just natural, and you're able to just go out there each and every night. It's just wonderful, because some people go out to have
vocalist lessons, some just don't drink any alcohol, apparently. So all different techniques, and they all work. So whatever works for you is working, absolutely. And of course, as you say, that you know, you are getting help with, of course, eating more, and hopefully with sleeping more as well. So good on you, and I hope that continues to help with you and make you feel better than you were. I hope you get to see a difference in that, in both.
Yeah. Me too. I am working on it, so we will get better. But you know, it's been that my whole life, so it's no worse. It's
no, okay. Absolutely. And of course, it takes time. It's not like a magic trick can happen overnight. It can take, you know, a few months or a few years before you get to see the benefits. Hopefully, the benefits of both of that. And I wish you well, and I hope that continues for many more years to come. Let's talk about your social media, Valerie. You can find my guest on, of course, Facebook and Instagram, Tora Dar. That's how I described you. How do you pronounce that right? I like the name you've chosen for your social media. Keep it nice and simple. Also on your website as well, by the same name, of course, www.tordar.com, for all your music and latest tour news and all your latest news about you as well, which is great to see. You don't do X at the moment, do you? So will you ever make your appearance on X again, or...?
I don't know. I've never really been there. That's the old Twitter, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, I've never been on there. That's never been a big thing in Norway. So okay.
That's fair enough. Yeah. I thought you might just be like, yeah, it's too hard to keep up. There's so many different platforms, you know, to be on, and it's hard to keep up. So you got, like, for instance, Facebook, Instagram, Threads, Gmail, all these different platforms. So it's hard to keep up.
You know what time it is.
And so that's fair enough. You know, I didn't know that Norway didn't really have much to do with X, to be honest. So I learned something new tonight. But
it's an interesting thing. I mean, the same thing with YouTube, actually. YouTube is, it's big in Norway, but it's not as big as it in different countries. We don't use it the way rest of the world, as I've understood from talking to people from other countries, like, YouTube is the thing, and it's not over here, not in any way. We use Instagram and TikTok and Facebook, and YouTube is more for watching music videos, maybe, and that's it, basically. Yeah.
It's just a surprise, really. So I am learning something new tonight. It's great to see, and hopefully as well it continues to grow in Norway, and as well, and in other places where maybe it's not as big in. But you know, it's good to see that, you know, you're reaching the people you need to reach. That's the main thing, through Facebook and Instagram, and I believe on Facebook you've got over 36,000 followers. So that's a great number of people. Following you. Wow. And on Instagram, it's about 148,000 followers. So you're doing quite well on Instagram as well, reaching incredible amount of people. So I do appreciate you speaking to a little known person here tonight who's got nowhere near the amount of numbers you're getting.
One day. Keep at it. One day.
Yes. One day we'll see about that. Yes. But hopefully, hopefully be in contact with yourself to bring you back on the show for more appearances as you keep growing and throwing out some big bangers and lighting up the world, which we do need at the moment, because there's many things going on in the world. We need something positive, and especially you're a light in our corner to bring us some positivity in these interesting times we live in.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
No, do you mean that? Is there any city in the world you would love to perform in, of, or maybe want to visit when you get the time to do so?
Well, I would like to visit like every city in every country ever, but if I were to choose like one, I mean, I've never been to the US. So, I mean, it's kind of typical, but anyway, I would love to go to like New York.
Oh yeah.
Obviously, I mean, that would be awesome. So I probably New York or Nashville. Nashville is a, like, amazing music city. Everybody's there, like amazing musicians. So I think if I could just get a week there and meet my heroes, that would be super cool. So I would put Nashville as number one. So I will hopefully do that soon.
I like that. another teaser coming from tour with that. And if you don't mind me asking, that you mentioned about your idols. Who are they? Is one of them maybe Dolly Parton?
Oh, you know, my biggest idol is actually Michael Jackson. He's my number one musically, and it's always been my number one. So Michael Jackson, always.
Yes, always. And is that where you get some of your inspiration from then, in some of your past music videos as well with Michael Jackson?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think everything I do, even my guitar playing, is inspired by Michael. The way he sings, his rhythm, his beat, his groove, like everything I do is inspired by Michael Jackson, because he wasn't just a singer or just a dancer. He was so much more. So I've studied him for years. So I think it kind of comes out in everything that I do. Yeah, definitely inspired by him. Yeah.
Good, good. And, you know, you're keeping his spirit and his music alive through you, and I'm sure he'll be looking down at you, feeling proud that he was able to make a good impact on you.
I hope so. I hope so.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think so. Have you got any goals for this year then, have you, Tora? Of course, you got a new single which you released a few weeks ago, so I guess that's one of your goals. What else is in your goals list you would like to hopefully complete?
Yeah. You know what, I am always, my number one goal is to wake up and feel motivated and happy and present. That is always my number one goal, because that is a luxury. So I hope to do that every day, and also to still find it rewarding and fun and inspiring to do. Sorry.
No, you're fine. If someone's wanting you to say, oh, you need to hang this up, then we can do that. That's not a problem.
No. It's okay. Well, and just, you know, to just find it inspiring and fun to keep writing music and playing guitar, and because, you know, doing this job, it requires so much of you mentally.
Yeah.
And your whole life kind of, like, everything is about the job always. So to still feel like it's rewarding, that's really important, because it takes a lot from you and it gives a lot. So it has to be fun. That's, if it's not fun anymore, just stop, because it's not easy. It's a lot of fun, but it's not easy.
No. I completely understand where you're coming from with that, because if you're not having fun, then yes, you've lost the passion, and then the fans will see that and they will lose interest in listening or watching or whatever it is you're doing. So just sometimes it's worth to take a break and then come back, you know, a few weeks down the line or a few months, how long you need to have that break. Because I know with you, you're a very busy person. You're not just writing or, you know, creating music. You also got your own record label, which I guess you got to manage as well. And what is that like as well? I mentioned your own record label. Was it easier than what you expected to be, or was it harder than what you expected it to be?
Well, you know what, I think maybe it sounds bigger than it is, but the thing is, I started my own record label only like a few months ago, because I was like, I just want to own every single piece of my music. Because it's mine.
Yeah.
So I don't want to share my income with anyone who doesn't really do anything for me. And I've never been signed to a major label either. I've only been signed to like these small labels to just help me get the music out there, and that's it. And I was like, why should I pay someone to do that when I can just basically do it myself? So it was a process to getting everything like started and up and going and everything, but now we're here and now everything is so much easier. So I recommend everybody, start your own record label, do it yourself, because it's the times are different, right? So we can do it ourselves.
Yeah.
And more cash, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely, I agree with that. And is your one of your goals is as well, not just to own all your, of course, great music you're producing, but is it also to maybe scout the next generation and get them involved with your record label as well?
Maybe. I haven't really thought about it, but yeah, I think that would be a lot of fun in maybe a few years, maybe just find someone who I really, really think is talented and hardworking, and yeah, that would be really fun. But for now, I think I just gonna focus on myself.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe in a few years, that would be really interesting, definitely.
Yeah, because I'm just thinking, because maybe you may come across somebody else who's also from Norway or Oslo or wherever it might be, and not maybe getting those opportunities which you were able to get on your own and able to help that particular person out and help them out in the next step in their in their career. I just thought to throw that out there to you just to see what you were thinking, because I don't know. Mm. It's something different, isn't it, as well? So a good answer. I like that. Before we let you go, one more question. One more question for you, and then a thought. Any stories from the road you can tell us to give us a motivation for this week?
Okay.
if you have any, it's fine if you don't have any off the top of your head.
You know what? The problem is when you ask me a question like that, all I can come up with is all the wrong stories, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just going to say I don't want to say the wrong thing.
No.
So
I'm going to
say no, because I'm the worst. I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry at all. You know, we discussed this off air, and you know, as you said, if it comes up like that, then we can just say no. So that's completely fine. So this is the fourth then. Who would you say to come on this show after yourself then, Tora?
Well, I think you should ask, and I don't, maybe you've had him on here before, but he's a beautiful musician from Canada, actually. And his name is Ariel Posen. So I think you should check him out. I think most people know who he is in the industry, definitely, but if you haven't talked to him yet, you should, because he's a smart guy.
Well, to let you know, I have not spoken to him yet, so I will put him on my suggestion list and try to make it happen. So I do appreciate your kind feedback there. So I would definitely look into him and reach out to him, hopefully, and get him on the show as well. But it's been an absolute pleasure. I do want to apologize, because at the beginning of the episode, for some reason, we had no issue, no sound. I could hear you, but nobody else could hear you. So I fixed that. Okay. But I do apologize for that. So thank you to me who commented to let me know that, for one of the people who made this happen. So I do appreciate your comment. Hopefully you enjoyed our chat after I fixed the issue. Unfortunately, you may have noticed as well that I've not got a microphone this evening, because as you can see here, this is the microphone, and it's kind of the wire has broken at the bottom of it, so I need to get that replaced now. So hopefully that'll be fixed soon. So apologies, you get to hear a different volume for this episode, so I do apologize for that. But thank you so much for being a good sport, for allowing to just let me continue with that this evening. But I do hope as well that you have a great rest of your press you're doing regarding your single Sugar, and let me know, where can the listeners last buy it?
You can listen on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube. Like, it's everywhere, baby. Everywhere. That's it.
I like that. And make sure to follow my guest on social media by following her on Facebook, Tora Dar, and also on Instagram, Tora Dar. The links are on your screen. Give her a follow, support her, share around, because she's a great artist and she's doing something different from everybody else, which is great to see, by the way. Different minds work it, and outside the box as well, works perfectly. So thank you very much.
And that was my conversation with Tora Dar there on the Edward Fowler Show. Hopefully we bring you, great topics as always, and, bring you exciting conversations, because I try my very best to have a flow with all my guests, have a good chemistry with each and every person I bring on the show, to make them as entertaining and as insightful as possible. So hopefully you may have learned something new. If you've never heard of Tora before, then you've got a new perspective of about her journey so far in the music world. So do check her out on on all those links she provided at the end of the episode, and check her out. You might enjoy her music and you might become a fan of hers. But or if you are already a fan of Tora and you've came across my work because of that great conversation I had with her last night, then I thank you for listening to it. I hope you'll find that there's more great content here on your favorite podcast sites as well as on YouTube as well. So make sure you check me out on all those different social medias. Of course, if you are listening to this on any of your podcasts and you're listening on Apple, for instance, then please do leave me a review and a five-star rating. It really does help to boost this podcast up in the algorithms to get this up into more eyeballs, because it really does work. Because the more people who leave ratings and reviews, it does help me to get up in those numbers to climb higher in the algorithms. So please, 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 it does truly mean a lot. So if you listen to Spotify, you can give me a five-star rating on there. Similar thing there with the algorithms. It does boost up the podcast to more eyeballs, and more listeners are able to find the show that way as well. But until the next episode, which will be on Thursday, because I'm going live tomorrow night on Wednesday the 17th of April with my guest, which I'll be announcing on my social media today. So if you are listening to this today onwards, go to my social media. You can find out who it is, because it'll be live on YouTube first tomorrow night, and of course uploaded shortly afterwards here on your favorite podcast sites.
You've been listening to The Edward Fowler Show. Subscribe and leave a rating on Apple Podcasts or follow on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts to get new and flashback episodes every week. More on Facebook and Instagram at Edward Fowler Show and edwardfowlershow.com.